Measure 27, which would have required food producers to label genetically engineered ingredients in food produced or sold in Oregon, lost in one of the most expensive opposition campaigns in the history of the state. Oregon would have been the first state to require such labeling. The labeling measure was fought by food and biotechnology companies such as Monsanto, DuPont, General Mills, and Pepsi, who formed the Coalition Against the Costly Labeling Law. The campaign spent over $5 million, outspending labeling advocates 25-1. Craig Winters, the executive director of the Campaign to Label Genetically Engineered Foods, a major proponent of the measure, explains this defeat.
Basically, by repeating a lie over and over again and having the budget to put it on TV and hammer it home so many times and us not having the money to come back and say, no, that's not right, they're misrepresenting the facts, that they were able to make that lie stick, basically, and convince the Oregon voters that their prices of groceries were going to go up.
Most of the opposition's budget was spent in the last few weeks on TV and radio ads such as this one.
Measure 27 would force Oregon farmers to use a complex, misleading food labeling scheme no other state requires. It would increase our production costs, increase food prices, and put Oregon food products at a huge competitive disadvantage. It would also cost taxpayers millions for more government bureaucrats and red tape.
The opposition estimates that mandatory labeling of genetically engineered foods would cost more than $500 a year for a family of four. The proponents of labeling, as well as academics, have placed the cost at less than $10 a year per person, using figures from countries such as Australia, where labeling is required. But supporters say that the fundamental struggle over labeling is whether consumers are able to choose if they eat genetically engineered food. John Stauber, the executive director of PR Watch in Madison, comments.
We hear the giant companies that are the biotech industry, like DuPont and Monsanto, always praising the market, the free market. But the market can only work if people are able to make informed choices. Surveys show that once people find out that this food has not been adequately safety tested and may be unsafe for humans and the environment, they're not interested in eating it.
In the wake of defeat, labeling advocates are applauding the national attention the issue has received.
Even though we lost the actual initiative battle, we won, we feel, in regards to raising awareness of the issue up in the country, that before the Measure 27 was on the ballot in Oregon, very few Americans were really aware of this, and as a result of Measure 27 being on the ballot in Oregon, all the major media around the country has run articles on it.
The campaign to label genetically engineered foods has made its next step to introduce labeling laws on the city, county, and state levels throughout the country. Winters explains why.
To create so much grassroots activities with these city and county resolutions, with the state initiatives and the state bills, that it's going to be impossible for the biotech industry to come in and focus on one target like they were able to do in Oregon.
National legislation would have far-reaching consequences, since 70% of food eaten in the United States contains genetically engineered ingredients. This is Sevilla Mann with Danielle Shinwith for Free Speech Radio News.